Yeah, baby, she's got it. Bananarama, Venus, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 12th of March, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. How you doing?
How's everybody doing this morning?
What is the story with you?
I'm very tired today.
Me too.
Oh, jeepers, I had to peel myself out of bed like it was peeling an orange. It was an awful old experience.
Hey, well, last night was a weird night. I mean, there was no particular reason, but I just didn't sleep well. It was patchy at best.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why.
Yeah,
it started getting cold.
Yeah, oh jeez, it's freezing. I was coming back last night. I was out till a bit late last night. I was coming back.
I hope there was no fizzies involved.
There was no fizzies involved. That's no, it was okay. All work.
I'm certainly not nursing you through twice in 1 week.
No, it was a sandwich and a packet of crisps involved.
Hang on a second. Am I hearing Magic Mike was involved in fizzies?
Well, you know.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I mean, what is going on here?
Do
you know what I think has happened here? I think somewhere along the line it's leaked out, right, that there's been a rumour put out there that alcohol kills the virus.
Yeah.
And these pair have taken to internalising it and just like swallowing down vast amounts of it.
Can I just say, I haven't had a single drop this week.
Sunday
was last week.
I think you'll find it drifted into Monday.
I think you'll find
when you finished, it was technically Monday.
It was not. Well, maybe it was. That's right. You mind.
What was your excuse anyway? What were you doing?
Well, if, you know, just to...
Panicking. He was panicking. He's in the middle of a panic.
Okay, right. It was the whole pandemic thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a pandemic. Get me a drink.
He was panicking, yeah.
Yes, I've just cupped a couple of glasses of vino, lads. Nothing as animalistic as him in the pub.
And I bet you it was organic.
It wasn't even in the pub.
Organic and fair trade and everything, was it?
Oh, 100%. 100%. The only way, lads.
Anyway.
Yeah, so but the point I was trying to make was I was coming back, driving back last night, and it was snowing.
Yeah, well, there was snow on my car
Jeepers
this morning.
Almighty.
It was the weirdest thing. Snow on the cars, right? Snow on the sort of, on the hedgerows or whatever. Not a flake on the roads. How does that happen?
The foxes lick it off. I think that's the...
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Foxes,
I assume it's the
road.
Gritting and the salt and whatever just makes it melt or whatever the heck. Anyway, it was grand. Right, listen, hopefully you're in good form. It is a bit of a chilly one out there, so take it handy. And I don't know, there might be the odd road, back road, that sort of stuff that might be a bit on the slippery side. So, as I say, take it easy. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Birthday's on the way for Mr. PJ. Lionel Richie, My Destiny here at Classic Hits. Somebody's been on, say, morning lads, bad accident on the N81 at Crooksling Road. John Osborne, let us know that. Crooksling Road, do you know that, PJ?
No, I've never heard of that. I don't know where that is.
On the N81, apparently, bad accident there. Watch out for it. Snow from Carberry to Sallins, but the roads are sound at the moment, according to Mutt. And also snow in the Midlands, according to Biffo too, who's been on just to let us know. So there's a bit of it about, all right, take it handy on the roads out there.
Wouldn't you be sick of this flipping year now, wouldn't you be sick?
What else
can
it bloom and throw at you? Although, I'm just going to give the briefest of briefest mentions to the Lily White, who was just on to say, morning lads, I believe that the EU are looking to speak to Atletico Madrid about how best to remove viruses from Europe. I don't know what he means. Like, I assume that's a medical thing, is it?
I think as far as it's good for the mental health of most people who are football fans, yes.
Right, let's do the birthdays before we all get ourselves into massive trouble. The birthdays today.
Liverpool.
We're going to start with a legendary singer and actress.
Right.
Liza Minnelli.
Oh my God, Liza Minnelli.
Come to the cabaret, old chum.
Julie Garland's daughter, isn't
she? That's it, yeah, yeah.
Jeepers.
Does she have a famous dad as well, or is it just Judy Garland who's the famous one?
Don't know. Well, even if your dad was famous compared to Judy Garland, he's probably not up to much. Like,
probably.
You know what I mean? You're not going to get much of a look in, really.
Yeah.
Comparisons.
Fair play to Liza Minnelli calling herself Liza Minnelli as opposed to just calling herself Liza Garland.
Liza Garland, yeah.
And living off the back of the name.
I suppose you'd be thinking, though, it's a very big shadow to live under. Like,
I suppose,
there's us now. What's literally the first thing we said about her? Judy Garland's daughter. She must be thinking, it's Minnelli, you sons of bitches.
Yeah. It's like what's in the Luca Bloom being Christy Moore's brother, isn't it? Brother.
Yeah, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took me a long time to find that out.
And Dave McSavage being David Andrews's
son,
you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
To be fair, I'd say it was David Andrews said to him, look, would you call yourself something else? Because you have the potential to ruin my political career. You're a complete and utter nutcase.
Shut your hole, will you?
Shut up.
He is one of the maddest men I've ever met.
Oh, he
I met him
well,
once,
he's
right?
Absolutely wild.
Many moons ago.
I was friends
ago.
With him for a while, but I can't talk to him anymore. He's too intense.
Many moons ago, I met him, and we were talking actually about doing. I was in radio at the time. We were talking about getting like a comedian kind of on the show or whatever. And my God, I met him one lunchtime, and it was the weirdest conversation I think I've ever had.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah, I bet. I can't imagine.
Well, I wasn't sure he was. Then he heard a word I said.
Yeah. Who are you, anyway? What is...
Yeah. The only thing I remember from it was, mind you, similar to you, he told me he didn't have a telly. That was about the only thing I took from the conversation.
Yeah. Although, you see, that doesn't mean I don't watch... I still watch things.
Yeah.
But he'd be like, I made a puppet show with my gloves yesterday or something. Yeah, you're mad.
Anyway, sorry, getting back to Liza Minnelli.
Yes, getting back to Liza Minnelli we were talking about. Isn't she an Arthur as well?
Yeah,
I love
the original
those movies.
One. Yeah, brilliant.
With Dudley Moore. Yeah, I love those movies.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say she's no spring chicken. She's 82,
74.
Oh, sorry, Liza.
74. To be fair, I think it's an easier mistake to make.
Yeah, I think so. I beg your pardon, all the same.
Right, somebody else has, you know, had an interesting life in his, you know, relatively speaking, short life. Pete Doherty.
Oh, what a short life is he?
Well, you know, relatively short.
He's not dead.
No, I'm saying he's not that old.
Sorry, yeah. I thought you meant he was dead.
We don't do dead people on birthdays.
I was wondering why you chose him to be the first.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't mean that in a nasty way, but the man knows how to burn the candle at both ends, that's for sure.
And the middle and all the other bits in between.
Yeah, he eats the candles.
What was the name of his band again?
I don't know. I never knew anything about his music, to be quite honest with you, but I just knew mostly about him and his missus. Wasn't it Kate Moss?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they like, and they were this like sort of real mad destructive couple that went on hightail benders and all of that sort of stuff, you know.
Libertines, thank you, Michael.
Oh yeah, the Libertines.
Baby Shambles was the one I was thinking of. I was saying to myself, don't say that. You're going to make yourself sound like a stupid idiot if you say the baby something.
And you were right.
And I was half right. Anyway.
Well, Jim McCabe never wanted to doubt himself. Is as we can say.
I
was saying one thing about Jimmy. I'll always just throw it out there and not care what anyone thinks, you know.
Yeah. That Jim fella, huh? Doesn't give a... Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you
something. Couldn't care less what people think of
him. Makes Dave McSavage look like an introvert.
Pete Doherty, my God. That's old school sort of... In the baddest possible way, old school rock and roll.
Old school rock and roll. But I still think
sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Yeah, but I still think he's only like the same age as me.
That's what I'm saying. He's relatively young.
Yeah,
life.
45.
41.
Oh my God, he must have been. Oh my God, that's mad.
Yeah. Stick with the singers, iconic name as well, James Taylor.
James Taylor?
Yeah, you know, Fire and Rain, How Sweet It Is, all those classic songs.
Gee, I wouldn't have a clue what he looks like at all.
Yeah, but you'd know all his tune, just wouldn't you?
What's Fire and Rain again?
You know that. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. There you go. Look
that
at that.
One.
Yeah, and how sweet it is to be. You know that.
Oh
one?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about it. That's very.
And
sort
what is there's loads of them. He's had loads of them.
Yeah.
Famous name.
Very generic old music, isn't it?
It's middle of the road.
It's very middle of the road. Yeah. It is this.
Well,
I've seen Pete Doherty when he was going insane. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about it now. And I can't put a face to him at all. But I take a stab that he's in his 60s and say like 62.
72.
All right, okay. 72. Well, not a million miles away.
They were the three sort of official ones. The rest of them, I wasn't sure who'd be in your frame of reference, really.
Right.
So I'm going to give you the full list and you can pick whoever you want to have a go at.
Right, all right.
So your choices are Ian Holloway.
What's that now?
Okay, so some rather. Colleen Nolan.
Oh, yeah, the Nolan sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, have a stab at her, all right.
Mitt Romney.
Your man from the American politics, yeah.
Aaron Eckhart. Okay.
That's something you use to make bread,
so,
is it?
So, what we're saying is basically Colleen Nolan is where we're leaving
Colleen
it
Nolan,
right.
I think, yeah.
Okay, right, that's what we'll take
64 over. Years old.
55 years
Fart
of age.
Fart off, life almighty.
Ian Holloway was that football manager. He was the manager of Blackpool. He was brilliant.
Oh, that's
he
right.
He was mad for... He was great. Great.
That's
kind of
going
press
back
stuff.
A bit though as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not saying... It's going back. Well, Blackpool were in the Premiership, for God's sake. How long ago was that?
Yeah. Oh, jeepers. I know. He's like 75
Holloway,
or something, is he?
Ian Holloway was great. No, 57. He was great copy, he was.
Who was 57?
Ian Holloway.
That's the Football Manager fella?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you... I can't get this at all.
Mitt Romney, 73.
Right, yeah.
And Aaron Eckhart was the actor. He was in The Dark Knight and all that. He played Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight.
Can't place him at all.
52 he is.
Oh my God, that's the worst birthdays I've had in a very long time. I obviously...
It wasn't
know,
a classic
selection.
You know
I was driving home with the snow at 11 o'clock last night, wouldn't you?
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, but thanks a million, Tara. It's almost 6:32. A lot of people WhatsApping in, Tara, to say that, various places where you'd be happy because there's snow.
Oh, yeah.
Lying snow. Well, I mean, like, who's this? Somebody who said, Lizzie was on to say, there's some in Rathcoole.
Fabulous.
If you want to head to Rathcoole. Earlier on, we had somebody saying there was snow in, I'll tell you where now, Carbery. Do you know where that is? Carbery to Salins.
County Kildare, yeah.
There you go. There
was so not too far away then.
Yeah.
No.
So we live in hope.
You could make it.
Goodness
There
gracious.
Was a bit on my car. I was going to nearly scrape it off and keep it for you and bring
Jim.
It in.
You should have.
But you know what I mean?
Before we go any further, can I just point out the most important birthday today?
Yeah.
My other half.
Your other half's birthday?
Yeah. Nossage, as he's known to his friends.
Nossage. Happy very birthday, Mr. Nossage.
Yes. Nossage.
Yeah, Nossage.
Should I
Nossage.
Even ask?
It's his name spelled backwards, so you can work that one out yourself.
Right,
or maybe
okay.
not. Maybe yeah, you yeah. can't work
Nossage.
That one out yourself. He's got a belly full of cake already this morning.
What?
And I
you
left
gave
him in
cake
bed.
For
I
breakfast.
Did. I woke him up and gave him cake for
oh
breakfast.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad going now.
Yeah. Now, and then the other developing story today
right.
is I've spent all morning outside while you've been busy in here yapping. I've been busy sneezing into my elbow.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think it might have landed, lads?
What are you?
Do we need to be worried?
Are you actively hoping for quarantining? Are you?
It'd be nice to get a few days off, wouldn't it?
Oh my
God, almighty. Is there no end to this woman?
See you in 2 weeks or so then, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, keep some of that birthday cake. I'm on the way home. I had
poor
a sneeze.
Poor old Nossage, you'd be wrecked over.
Yeah, in excess, Devil Inside and Annie Lennox walking on Broken Glass just ahead of that. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. A few bits and pieces just to fill you in on. Somebody was just saying there, PJ, one specifically for you. This is Simon, the British builder, as he calls himself. Morning, PJ and Jim. Just watched the last 3 after-show shows. They are very funny. But there's one problem.
Yes?
For the entire 15 minutes of each podcast, PJ has his hand in his pockets playing with his bits. This is very off-putting.
You're the second person to say that, and I think we should stop videoing these podcasts.
You do tend to go for the old pocket billiards a lot when you're... It's the standing, is it?
No, I'll tell you what it is, right?
It's the obsession with your bits, is it?
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's, we're living in extraordinary times.
Right.
And I have taught myself how to use my willy as a breathing apparatus. So
I understand.
I breathe in through it like a miniature snorkel. I use my nutses as miniature lungs.
Right.
And I'm going to keep doing that until the end of this health crisis.
I wasn't expecting that response. But it's a good one. It's a good one.
And I think, you know, it's true. It's nothing got to do with just having worn my trousers maybe a day longer than I should have. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
That's a good one. Morning, lads. Could yourselves and the Dirty Elwyn, right, okay, it's very specific. Yourselves and the Dirty Elwyn say happy birthday to my dad, Hugh Gregg, this morning.
Go on, Huey. Remember me?
He absolutely loves the show.
I was shaking your tail in the voodoo room back in the day.
From Claire and the rest of the Sleeping Beauties in bed.
Go on back to bed, you, where me and Huey do a bit of a waltz around the kitchen.
How do you know Hugh Gregg is from Cork? He might not be from Cork. He mightn't have been the voodoo rooms he was hanging out in.
Well, no, it was the old voodoo. Before the new ones was built. Oh, do you remember those days I kept your socks and I smelt it going to bed for the week every day after?
Oh, cheapest tonight. Whatever you're into, Hugh, but happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Apparently, there's a bit of snow in Selbridge. Somebody else saying, so Tom Hanks has COVID-19.
Yeah, he does.
I only found out about that from Mike this morning.
Well, Mike knows every single case individually of COVID-19.
I think they ring him. I think they ring the WHO, then they ring Mike. I think.
Yeah, I'm paranoid about it, but Mike is a whole other level.
He's about to explode.
Mike is the one guy in the zombie movie that's like, you know, they're all going, okay, how are you going to survive? And he's like, let me out!
It's too late!
Let me out! And he starts opening all the doors to let him in just because he's trying to escape with mad panic.
Yeah. By the way, Carl did point out, I don't think Carl is taking this very seriously now. He says, so Tom Hanks has COVID-19. I didn't realise he was making Cast Away 2. Plot of the story is a man isolates himself on an island. The rest really writes itself.
Does, in fairness, yeah. That's actually a pretty, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be much of a movie but a man just recovering.
Come here, I wanted to say this to you as well, right? You know, Bo's Richie texts in a lot.
He WhatsApps texts in a fair bit, yeah. Good on you, Bo's Richie.
And he did. There was a number of WhatsApps this morning. He sent us an Atletico Madrid logo. Thank you for that, sir. Also, he says, PJ, you're letting the side down again, not knowing Ollie, as in Ian Holloway. The football manager.
I totally didn't know it, yeah.
But this is the part I'm interested in. He says, when I played with him, he told me, now I'm assuming the rest of this is some sort of typo that went a bit astray. He told me he had three dead and dump daughters. So I'm not really sure what that's meant to mean. But anyway, leaving that aside, when I played with him, so do you know Bo's Richie? Was he a footballer for Bo's? Was he a player?
I don't know. I assume I'd know him to see at the because matches. I tried
to look it up, right? And the only Richie Butler that I can find that played football, basically had a number of transfers between Staines Town and Bromley.
So not an illustrious, not exactly that's, Champions League material.
That's
is what
the
we're
only
saying.
One I can find. Now, it might not be the same, Richie, but he seems to have gone from Staines Town to Bromley. Bromley back to Staines Town.
Yeah.
From Staines Town to Bromley and then back to Staines Town again. Like they were the only two clubs.
Yeah.
Who we're in from.
And then Bo's Richie goes, and I can't believe you don't know who he is. So I don't know. Sorry, Bo's Richie, yeah. I'll have to let you down on this one.
Yeah. And a Chainsaw Man is back on the scene. It's good to have you back, sir.
Good on you, Chainsaw Man. We missed you.
087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, what have we got for you today? Well, of course, it's another chance, maybe one of your final chances to get involved in our big holiday giveaway to South Africa off to Cape Town, the Cape Crusader. We'll be trying to search where he is, find out where he is and get you into the draw. That's on the way after 7. The Hitbit, of course, which was only revealed yesterday. Magic Mike gave us a reveal on the Hitbit yesterday, the first ever play of it. So we'll play for that today. I think 510 is what we're starting at, is
510
it?
Euro. Because Damien, yeah, you're dead right. He kicked it off at around 500 yesterday. So 510 Euro.
Cool. And of course, Breakfast Table Quiz back on the agenda again. And it's a score of 10 to beat on that. As well, to win a fabulous break to the Inishannon House Hotel, who are celebrating 300 years this year as
lovely.
Well. So, lots of stuff on the old breakfast menu this morning. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, just 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. And if you're on your way into work and you're thinking about what lies ahead for the day and what potentially could have made it all better, what about if you are heading into work and literally the things that you wanted the most to make your life better were there waiting for you?
Yeah,
what
I know.
What would they be?
Well, you'd know for me. Well, you'd know what one of them was. It'd be dogs anyway.
All right, yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what I'd want to come into work
and
with.
And ironically,
I'd bring
maybe
my own in if I could.
Maybe not ironically, but on this occasion, you're right. Turns out loads of other people do as well.
I know, the perfect office space. So what is the perfect office space is the question you'd be asked, right? And apparently it would have a pool table, free soft drinks, a nice view, and an office dog.
An official office dog.
And an official office dog.
So
yeah.
Not like a load of dogs each belong to individuals within it.
No, just the one.
The company
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, the dog. That'd be, it'd be kind of his job to go around making sure you're all sort of feeling all right. You know, do you need to give me a rope or anything?
Yeah.
You know these fellas?
Wow. So pool table.
A pool table, free soft drinks, glorious views, and an office dog.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I wish we had here was views.
Yes.
I'd love to be able to look out over the city.
I know.
Amazing.
All we can see is Mike's face from here.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad face.
I know he made it onto the Beautiful face. People website and all, but...
Oh, he did, of course.
Compared to the sunrise, like...
I know, yeah. Or even a window would be nice.
Actually, you know? Yeah.
Daylight
would be good, wouldn't it?
Be good, yeah. And that's the other thing on the list as well. So lots of natural light, a sofa, A large corner
we
desk.
We have a sofa. Oh, no, we don't have a sofa anymore. No. We used to have a sofa. Somebody took the sofa away. You'd have to go down to reception to get the sofa.
Yeah, no, that's not. You can't be just lying down in the reception area of a place.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think you've moved in. So a sofa and corner desks, communal music. I don't know about that. No, that's
well, we have that anyway.
Yeah, here's me.
Because the radio does behind.
Here's me. No, I don't know about that. It's literally our job is to provide communal music. And like, here's me. No, I don't know about that. You can never get people agreeing with that. No
they're
way.
They're out there listening to you right now, PJ. Out in the office.
Oh, for God's sake, the poor people. Gee, I never thought about it that way. Sometimes right. I just forget it's not just you
so
and me, Jim.
Right, so we have the communal music. We don't have the sofa. We don't have the natural light.
Yeah.
We don't have the free soft drinks. Do we? No, we
no,
don't.
No, we don't have the free soft drinks. There's actually
well, occasionally you get the odd delivery. Somebody nice comes along and just gives you sort of samples.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Yeah, so we sort of half have that.
Half have that. It's gas, though, you can tell, and it doesn't go into it in this survey.
Yeah, like, actually, if you're PJ Gallagher, not only do you get free Easter eggs.
I did get free Easter
free
eggs.
Free sausages.
I did get free
sausages.
Free
chicken roll vouchers. Actually, that is
you
one
got
of the,
that as well.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever received.
You got all the chicken roll vouchers.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I didn't. Yeah. And I'm just saying, of all of the vouchers I've ever received in my life, one for a chicken roll.
I know, yeah.
Very welcome, thank you very much.
I wouldn't eat one of them.
Who was it, Spar? Thank you very much,
I wouldn't eat a chicken fillet.
I know you wouldn't. You're all weird.
Oh,
man.
No, I wouldn't.
Excuse me, my body's a temple and all.
Oh, yeah, it's not that much of a temple. I'm going to eat 14 Easter eggs on my own. But yeah. You know what I mean? There's something about that. I don't know what it is about the chicken fillet roll that scares
thing.
Me.
Oh, it's a great thing. It's the ultimate comfort food.
I'd wear the T-shirt.
Of course you would.
I'd wear the T-shirt we got with the chicken fillet roll. You can tell though by looking at this survey that there was a lot of ages brought into it. And it doesn't specify what ages wanted something. It's a flaw in the survey. So I'm very sorry to Span and the people that did it. But you definitely you left out important details. Because like you can see, some of the stuff that's in it, right, you go young people. So young people's wishes, I'm picking from the list randomly, but I'm betting you the good coffee and a professional coffee machine and up-to-date technology, you know, and a free fruit bowl were all younger people.
That's Mike there.
They're the Mikes of the office.
That's
you know
the
what I mean?
One.
They're the Mikes of the office. Yeah. And then I'm guessing the gym.
Fruit bowl, coffee. And good technology.
And
my
I guess
God.
In the gym.
Do we not have 8G Wi-Fi, no?
Yeah. And here's the gym list, right?
Oh, this is going now. This is going to be a kicking. This is.
A chair that's ergonomically set for me body.
Oh, my God.
You definitely, this is gym. A variable temperature control. You know.
Oh, wait a second, that's you.
No,
you're the one that you complain every single day about the temperature.
It's too hot.
Every single day you complain about the temperature.
I'm the same as everyone else. Me and everyone walks in and goes, it's too hot. And you're like,
no,
oh,
you
thought it was very cold.
You walk out, you go, it's too cold. You walk back in, it's too hot.
I know. But you're just sitting there going, I thought it was very cozy. You're like, there's a fire going on. You'll be there going, finally it just gets right and the whole place is gone.
Toasty, I suppose.
What else is there? Natural light and a nice view from the window. That's definitely...
That I would definitely take.
If
that
it was
would
a gym
be me.
List, whereas I'd be... You can then see the people who don't take things too... I don't want to say it bad in front of me, boss. He is listening. But the free chocolate biscuits and a dog definitely is on my list.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Free chocolate biscuits and a dog.
Free chocolate biscuits and soft drinks and
a
dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
It just goes to show, right? At least with Mike's list, okay? Yeah. You know, coffee could be viewed as a stimulant, you know what I mean? That people have done research into, like, you know, coffee's potential benefits
as a brain food
and technology. Both of those things could be considered work-related. In my list, even the abusive list you gave me, ergonomically designed chair, again, important for a good work position. You know, you get maximum productivity if your employee is comfortable in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember what else you put on. And then yours, in terms of its relationship to doing actual work. I'd like chocolate biscuits and a dog.
Well, if you two are going to be doing all the work, I'm going to need something to do.
So you're basically looking for something to occupy yourself while other people are working around you, is it?
Yeah. Biscuits and a dog and office plants.
Can you not go back to chasing the squirrels like you used to?
Quite good at growing plants.
Losing My Religion from REM here at Classic Hits 7:24. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. We're nearly there, folks. Touching distance of the weekend. Is this weekend a long weekend? No, is it?
Yeah.
Paddy's Day on
it
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is it a bank holiday Monday? No, it's not.
No. Well, it is for us.
We're off.
Yeah, we have it
off. Okay.
Or is it, I don't know what way it works anymore.
I can't remember. Anyway.
I can't remember.
Somebody has texted in about the glory of chicken fillet roll along with a can of Coke. Food of Champions. Coming in from somebody there.
I don't know. It's never. I don't know what it is about the chicken fillet roll. I know it's got a cult following. It's like a religion. You can't say anything bad about it. Like, yeah. See, this is what happens. You say one bad thing about a chicken fillet roll and you get in, like people get upset over it.
Yeah. Somebody is on the subject of what would make their ideal workplace. Who's this? Let me just see if I can get a name on this. Somebody give it down. Brian has texted in to say a pillow and a quilt for nap time would be perfect in the workplace, which for him is his delivery van.
Yeah. I used to do that. I used to drive a van for years and I swear to God the amount of times I went to sleep in the back of it was lovely. And I realised when I was going to the festivals one year that a single bed would fit perfectly into the back of the van. It was brilliant.
There's a lot to be said for a van, isn't there?
Ah, a lot to be said for a van. Now, yeah, I miss it now.
A lot in it. And check this one out, PJ. Look at this. This is coming in from Mike, right? It says, hi Jim, PJ, listening to you from my hospital bed in Nace. Been here for over a week now, been in isolation for coronavirus.
Oh my God, yeah.
Been treated for pneumonia and other respiratory illnesses. Was cleared of not having the virus yesterday.
Yay! Good for you.
Fair
delighted
play
to hear.
That's great news.
I'm delighted to hear. It's nice to start to hear the news of people.
Yeah, coming through.
Coming through it.
Coming through.
You know, realising that it's for most people it's not so bad. But still, please be vigilant. Oh, there's a lot of vulnerable people.
Absolutely.
I'm only worried about me ma. You know that way.
That's exactly. I'm in the same boat myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because me ma'am obviously being in the care home means, God, if I got in there.
Oh, I know.
You don't
yeah.
even want to think about
exactly.
it. You don't even want to contemplate.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So fair play. And I'm glad to hear you're doing well and
absolutely.
You're on your way home. That's great news.
Also, somebody says, since you're not a big fan of the chicken roll, can they have your Alan in Dublin wants your voucher.
It's gone. Do you know who got it?
Gave it away, did
it's
you?
It's gone.
Who was it? Tara?
No. It wasn't.
Andy
I'd
Murphy.
Say Tara. Yeah, the voice of a thousand souls.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a... Yeah.
I'm surprised the world
didn't
hear. He's
not averse to a chicken roll.
I'm surprised the world didn't hear.
Actually, I must check.
Yeah.
Mine's still there.
Living on that chicken.
It's time to play the classic hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Yeah, I think this might be the final qualifier we have. Will we squeeze one in tomorrow morning, do you think?
I don't know. Remember I said that the last time we did something like this and we didn't have time to. We had to go straight in, so maybe we'll do our best to try and convince the powers that be.
I have a feeling we might squeeze one in tomorrow morning before we do the draw. But look, you don't want to take any chances. You want to try and get your name in there as quickly as possible. Make sure you're in the draw. It's an incredible prize. And tomorrow morning, PJ and myself are going to make the winning phone call. So today, in search of the Caped Crusader, this is what he gave us to go on.
Ha-ha! Yes, tis I, the Caped Crusader. On my way to the Cape today, I did pass a place world famous for its opera house, usually confused with the capital of this particular country. But it's not, but it is the place that I can see. And it has a glittering harbour. Oh, yes. G'day.
Yeah, no real trouble on the old Cape Crusader this morning.
No, not really. I think it's pretty straightforward. So there you go. We do have I never know what to do here. Do I give the answer or do I just say the name?
Tell you what. It's your show, PJ. You do whatever you want.
Sheila Jones, you got it right. In Dublin, Sheila Jones, well done. You are in the draw no matter what happens. You correctly guessed that there was indeed... Was Australia? Well, it was Sydney, wasn't it?
It was Sydney, yeah.
Oh, thank God for that. Well, so well done, Sheila Jones. You correctly guessed Sydney, Australia. That is it. You are in the draw. You may be our last one.
Yeah.
But if it's up to Jim there, we'll try and squeeze another person.
I think we might squeeze one in early, maybe. And we'll see how it goes anyway. But Sheila Jones, as PJ said, you've nothing to worry about. Your name is safe and sound in that draw. Next opportunity you're going to get involved, of course, is later on this afternoon with Niall Boylan.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
He's back.
The new Hit Bit, the all new brand new classic Hit Bit is with us again. €510. That's what we have for you this morning. It's just gone up that tenner. It is brand new, all new. I'm saying it loads of times. So the all new brand new Hit Bit. I know he's Jim enough. And it sounds like this. And that's it. So let's get straight stuck in. Grace Dowding is in Limerick this morning. How are you, Grace?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Grace. What's the story in Limerick this morning? How's it looking?
Nice and bright so far.
A bit of that. Nice bit of brightness. It was lifts your spirits.
Oh, it does. Yeah, more than the snow when I was coming home last night. Oh, yeah. My God, I wasn't happy with that at all.
So any plans today, Grace? Is it work, rest or play for you?
Just trying to get the kids out of school at the moment. So.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, right.
The struggle is real.
Time to get a move on, PJ. Right.
Let's do this then, Grace. What do you think it is?
Everybody dance now.
Everybody.
Music Factory.
Oh, right. Good tune, actually.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Okay, Grace, let's see.
No!
Sorry.
Who was that?
Homer, was it?
That was Homer Simpson.
Oh, my God.
It actually gave me a fright.
I thought... No! The way Mike is at the moment, you know what I mean?
I thought it was him roaring.
I thought it was him just losing his mind again.
Yeah.
Listen, sorry about that, Grace.
Keep at it, Grace. Early doors. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Right, Patrina McCourt Flynn is in Kildare. Hiya, Patrina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. How are you getting on?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, what's your plans for the day ahead, Patrina?
Spa day.
Oh!
What?
Oh, very good.
Oh,
very good.
You sneaky son. A spa? Where are you going to your spa day?
Going to the Osprey in Nice.
Oh, very often. Nice.
Very nice. Nice. Stayed in that hotel myself.
You did.
Nice spot.
Oh, Jim loves an El Spa.
I am very partial to a good, you know, rubbity-dubbity-dubbity.
I know. It is very good, though, isn't it?
It is. You can't beat it. I don't know why.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, right, listen, so you've got that to look forward to. Hopefully we can send you there with a few bob in your pocket. What are you going for?
I am going for George Michael and Faith.
Faith.
Hey.
Good stuff, Mike.
Okay, let's go and see what Ted and Dougal have to say.
Wrong. Yes, Dougal, wrong.
Sorry about that. Keep the faith, though, yeah?
Hey.
Worth a try, guys.
Absolutely. Listen, you relax and enjoy and have a fantastic day, Patrina. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye now.
Cheers.
Ask for 10
bye
minutes
bye
extra on that massage now to make up for Mike there.
See, though, to be fair to him, though, he did get it. He managed a double whammy.
I know it. He didn't go annoying.
There was a sneaky pun in
there. They might be coming back.
I think.
He misses it.
I think there's a graw in that man for a pun.
He misses it.
He can't handle it. He's got puns bursting to get out of him.
Seldom is wonderful.
Yeah, sing hallelujah. Dr. Alban here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday, 12th of March. Friday's Eve. Morning to you, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully you're in good form. It's just 10 past 8. There we go. Yeah, the strains of... Well, what is that? That's not William Tell. No, it's not. Is it? What do you call
that? Yeah, isn't that the William Tell Overture?
Is that the William Tell Overture, isn't it? Yeah. The horsey music.
The Lone Ranger, like.
Because basically, what we're doing at the moment, what we've been doing over the last couple of days, of course, is trying to get a few quid for the NCBI, our charity partner, okay? And we're very grateful to Boyle Sports, who have come on board and given us our charity bets. The idea is, of course, that we use this fictional money from Boyle Sports to try and win real money for the NCBI.
Yes.
That's the gist of it, okay? Of course, as we always say with all of these kind of things, when it comes to betting and all that sort of stuff, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop and never listen to us.
Yeah, well...
Although,
having said that, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Hogan.
Yes,
do you
lads.
Have some good news for us?
The results are in, lads.
Right.
From yesterday. I think you'll remember the first day. What was it? €3 something was made?
€3.75 or €3.50 or something. Yeah.
Let's put that behind us because PJ... Well done on your €50 winnings on Dame de Company.
€50.
And it doesn't stop there. The money just keeps rolling in. €12.25 on Dynamite Dollars.
Yeah.
Wow. You lads. Got a $12.95 as well, or $12.50 as well.
Yeah.
With Jim's £3 yesterday.
That's incredible.
It brings the total for the week of PJ and Jim's Cheltenham Racing Madness to €65.75.
Oh my God,
lads,
we're
doing all right.
We are literally rolling in it. Is that the official word from Boyle Sports?
Yeah, that's the official winnings from Boyle Sports. Lauren sent me this morning, $65.75.
Right, $65. There we go. We are doing it better now already than any of our pro tipsters or celebrity tipsters.
Absolutely. I thought we'd another winner yesterday, but obviously that was just my own personal winner.
Yeah, it must have been your own personal.
Yeah, Jim's doing a bit on the side.
Right. Yeah, I thought we had Aramax in the mix, but obviously that I just bet on that myself.
Oh, I don't remember that mentioned.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Sorry, I'll just keep that one for myself.
Anyway. He's literally keeping the good ones for himself. He's unreal, isn't he? He's unreal.
Right, so listen, it's time for today's batch, okay?
Yeah.
So, as I say, thank you to Boyle Sports. It's all in aid of the NCBI. Always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. And this is what we're going to go for today. Right, we've 25 quid each. What would you like to do, Mr. Gallagher?
Right, well, still, seeing as that I've had a great bit of luck with the old fecker there in the first day. And what was your man yesterday? Champagne?
No, yesterday was... Fecker did no good for you. Yes. Yesterday is the one you want to be on.
Well, you say Fecker didn't do good. I think he may have... And whatever your man's name was, Champagne de Beaujolais yesterday, he did very well.
Right.
So I'm going with another fella that sounds like that. 2:10 to 14:10. Sire de Berlay.
Right, good one.
I'm going with him. 8-1 he is. And I'm going €5 each way on that.
Okay. Have you got that, Michael? Michael,
yes, I'm just rustling through my papers here.
Yeah,
I don't seem to have a 2:10, but I know nothing about horses.
Oh, he'll be back into it.
Give me a second.
Tell you what, we'll write them down for you, Michael. Okay, continue, Mr. Gallagher.
14:50 to 10-3. Riders on the Storm. I couldn't resist it when I saw the jockey's name was Sam Twisty Davies and the trainer's name was Nigel Twisty Davies. I couldn't resist it. I had to go for that.
Right.
So that's
Sam Twiston Davis and Nigel Twiston Davis. Yeah, right, okay.
Twistons. Well, right. You might call them Twistons. I call them Twisted. Two Twistons make it a Twisted
Brilliant.
Mate. So 9-1 they are. I'm going to fiver each way on that as well.
Good stuff.
And then in the 16:10 or the 4:10, they ran the carjack. Something like that.
What?
Yeah, they ran the carjack.
Right.
10-1, 2:50 each way. That's the way I'm going with this one.
That's the way you're doing it today.
Yeah, that's the size of it now.
Okay, now have you written those down?
I have.
Because Magic Mike will never find them, right? But anyway.
I got that one. I just missed your first two.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so, so that's those. Right, what have I got? Right, I'm going to go with the same formula I've used over the last couple of days. One winner and two each ways. That's the idea. The first one, I'm going to go in the 1/2, okay? And I'm going to let me heart rule me head.
Oh.
With this one, right?
Right.
I'm going to go with Faugheen.
Faugheen.
Right? The legendary Faugheen. I'm going to go a fiver win on Faugheen in the 1/2. It's at 9-2.
Give us a look at that.
A bit concerned about a horse called Itchy Feet in that race. I think Itchy Feet might be the big danger.
Jeepers, definitely.
But I'm going to let me heart rule me head because I was in the winning enclosure in Leopardstown when Faugheen came back at Christmas time. That time, and I didn't bet him then, and I felt bad.
You felt bad about it, yeah. Well, there you go.
So that's what I'm going to. So, fiver win on Faugheen in the 1/2, and then I got two long each way bets, right? In the 2:10, there's Jonjo O'Neill's horse, Dream Berry, right?
Dream Berry. Oh, I see it there. Yeah,
16-1, fiver each way.
I see it there, yeah.
Fiver each way in that.
A fella called Jonjo, a trainer and a jockey.
Yeah,
in fact, old Jonjo's son,
yeah, exactly.
Jonjo O'Neill, it's the same fella doing the boat jobs. Look at that.
Right, and then...
It's a family horse.
In the 4:10, again, another 16-1 shot, and it's called Blazer. Okay?
Blazer.
If memory serves, I think Mark Walsh is on board
for
Willie Mullins, as far as I remember. I can't be sure. But anyway, look, fiver each way on Blazer as well. So, Faugheen... €5 win, Dream Berry €5 each way, and Blazer €5 each way. That's what I'm going for today.
There we go. Right, let's try and do that. The 60 odd quid or whatever it is we have, mate, that's safe. That stays where it is.
I think we're doing okay.
I think we're doing better than the tipsters.
Yeah.
We've won something every day.
Absolutely. And I mean, if I'd only give the tips that I used myself, we'd probably be doing really well.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? He gives us the tips and goes, right, now who do I really think I'll win? I'm a little bit of a...
It's just sometimes I get confused between, you know, like...
Yeah.
And it's a different criteria.
It is, I know. It's money for other people and money for you.
Tears for Fears, everybody wants to rule the world. By the way, on the subject of tips for Cheltenham, and remember, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. Kerry Dave has been on.
Oh, good, yeah.
Kerry Dave has been on. Say, morning, boys. On board this morning. My tip for you this morning is Annie Mack in the first race. That's another Jonjo O'Neill horse.
In the first race, yeah.
Jonjo,
now, yeah, and he's good because he trains the man rides him by the looks of things.
It's his son. Isn't it a son? I think it's a son.
It doesn't
anyway.
Matter if he's the son or the father. The
so
fact
there you
that
go.
He does both jobs himself is amazing.
Kerry Dave, if you want to take Kerry Dave, who, in fairness, did give us a good tip at Christmas time. But anyway, Kerry Dave is going for Annie Mack.
Good on you.
And somebody else has literally just texted in to say, I got a tip for Annie Mack as well. There you go. Maybe there's something in it. Who knows? 11-1, I think, the last time I looked.
Yeah, it's 11 to there now, yeah.
Yeah, but just remember, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stops. What else? Actually, while we're on, somebody else just wants to say, can you wish Jennifer Tobin from Limerick a huge happy birthday today?
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
It's from Matthew and Maisie. So, Jennifer Tobin, have a fantastic birthday today. And also, Kate Hanley celebrating a birthday today. We'll be only in the car for another 15 minutes. Right, well, hopefully we got that in at time. What time did it come in at? Quarter past eight. Ah, yeah.
We did it, yeah. Lying. We made it.
Kate Hanley, happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
You. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. 20 to 9, waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks. Breakfast table quiz on the way. 13, the score you need at least. 087-188-0008. Now, I should really have Harry Potter music or sort of wizardy music, should I?
Oh, I don't know, because he's trying to get away from all that now, you see. You know,
right.
Daniel Radcliffe, he's promoting his new movie as a grown-up. Escape from Pretoria, it's called. He was talking to Fox News doing his thing. And I just think it's one of the funniest stories ever. Because who knew Daniel Radcliffe has so much in common with Jim McCabe?
What?
Yeah, I certainly didn't. Yeah, he was doing the interview, you know. And you know when you do these sort of jokes...
Wait a second. Oh, this is 2 days in a row now. Or what? Is it 3 days in a row I'm getting a kicking off you?
Where's the kicking?
Unbelievable. I mean, like...
What? Where's 300-year-old
house you called me. Silverback gorilla you called me.
Yes. So
this is going to be abusive. There was other stuff I can't even remember.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
I know this is going to be abusive.
You're a wizard, Jimmy. You're a wizard, Jimmy. Daniel Radcliffe, he was doing, you know, the junkets.
Yeah.
And he was talking with Fox News. Fox News sat down and says, oh, look, what's your dream role? You know, what your dream job?
Okay.
Someone says, you know, you can play any character you want. And he goes, oh, it would have to be playing David Bowie, he says. That would be my dream. To play Bowie would be my dream.
Right, okay.
And
going okay so far.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I don't know, he got a real wobble of the jimmies then. He goes, I'd just like to say, though, I don't think I'd be any good at it. And I certainly think there'd be loads of people that would be better than me. And also, sure, we don't need to be making movies about everyone's life, too, do we? Just because it's my dream doesn't mean it's anybody wants to see it.
Wow.
It's the most amazing.
To be fair, I'm actually with you on this.
And he goes on, he wouldn't stop. He goes, look, if it was a musician that I loved as well, should it be also this kind of twin pressure then? Because I'd say to myself, sure, I'm not even good enough to be doing this. Never mind the other people who loved him will be looking at this thinking, sure, why did they get him to play him? You know? And you say, then I'd only screw up and make a mockery of the legacy of my favourite musician, he goes.
Oh,
and
my God.
Go, this is unbelievable. And he goes, do you know something, though? He says, maybe something more punk or a different type of person like that. Someone from the 70s, he says. So I'd like to play someone like them, actually, now I think about it. Because it would require less ability on the part of the actor when it came to the singing and all, he goes. You know? So he got, and he actually finished with, that might be good.
So he talked himself out of his dream role,
he
basically.
He literally created... and destroyed and completely talked himself out of anyone making his dream role within one question. It's an amazing thing.
Not to mention
to
also completely deconstructing his own acting ability.
Completely.
And, like, I wouldn't be good enough now.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, I get away with playing fictional wizards, like, but
yeah, I mean,
to play a good person.
But to play an actual human who achieved things. No. So there's loads of people who could be doing that.
Better than
and typical, of course, like you, people would be saying, no, what are you talking about, Daniel? You know,
yeah.
The way we're always going, I don't know why you're so hard on yourself, Jim. We'd be all like that. You know, what are you always, you know, and nobody, everybody thinks Jim is brilliant except for Jim. That's the way it is. Everybody.
And who knew and Daniel Radcliffe, eh? Had a
and he's
touch
the
of
same.
It.
So they were saying to him, of course, as well, listen, no, why you can play aunt you want. Like, you mean.
No, it wouldn't be any good.
No,
you're only saying that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be into it.
I'd make a mess of it.
All he was short of doing was saying, Asher, this new movie's crap as well. I wouldn't, you know. I wouldn't be going to see this, especially during the corona outbreak. You'd be mad. Just wait for it to hang out on Netflix.
Imagine,
you get it for nothing.
Imagine the movie's publicist or whatever, the whole PR team are waiting. Because you know, in those junkets, you've been on, well, sure, you're part of them.
Yeah.
I've been on one side, you've been on the other. You've been being interviewed, I've been doing the interviewing. And you can imagine the film PR people, they go, What's he doing? He's literally just.
Stop telling people you're a terrible actor.
He's literally underselling everything about our movie.
Everything, yeah. And they're like, so what do you think of your movie about Escape to Pretoria? You know, it's all right. It's about popcorn munchers.
I mean, I'm in it and I'm not really that good.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be that brilliant. I mean, I'm not hard. They're not going to give me an Oscar now, are they? It's a you know, in fairness to him, I see what he was trying to do. Well, he was just trying to be humble and,
yeah,
you know, whatever, playing the game. But it's
unusual, you have to say, for somebody who's had that level of success, that level of Hollywood success.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, literally, how many Harry Potter movies were there?
Oh, I don't know.
Six, seven, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah,
all
I don't
probably
know.
Blockbusters.
And all of them
all
very
probably
good.
Made multi-millions.
Yeah, and he's done great movies other than that. Yeah, of course, I can't think of any now. He's done Woman in the
Theatre.
The Woman in Black, I think he did that. That was very good. Yeah, he's done all the East End, the Broadway. He's done everything.
Yeah, or even the West End.
Oh yeah, he's there.
I don't think he's been in EastEnders yet.
Oh my God. It's the only thing he'd say he'd be good in, probably.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Now, if you're planning a wedding at any time in the near future or mid-term future, whatever it is, your ideal country house wedding venue is the Inishannon House Hotel. They can cater for 30 to 200 guests. So big or small, and they're licensed for civil ceremonies as well. You'll find all that information on inishannonhousehotel.ie. They're now open for the new season, Wednesday to Sunday, serving food from 12 to 9pm. And of course, they're celebrating 300 years this year. We've got a two-night stay for you, a getaway for two people with an evening meal included to the Inishannon House Hotel this week.
So there you go, the Breakfast Table Quiz. 12 to score to beat, which means lucky 13 is what we need to take it. Who is on the phone? It's Teresa. How are you, Teresa?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not bad at all, Teresa. How are you getting on?
I'm good. Just coming off night.
Oh,
really?
Oh, dear, yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Where
do you work?
Analog devices.
Right.
Analog devices.
So it's a bit of a long night for you then. Hopefully you're still sharp enough to have a go at this, though, yeah?
I'll try it anyway.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So we need the baker's dozen. We need 13.
We do, yeah. 13, yeah. Lucky 13 is what we're looking for,
13.
Yeah.
13. So how do you feel about that, Teresa?
Not good.
Look, come on. You can do
we'll
this.
Try it.
Power positivity.
It's worth a go.
Absolutely. Listen, 60 seconds to try and do it, Teresa. The very best of luck. Here we go.
What director's films include Beetlejuice and Sleepy Hollow?
Pass.
Tim Burton, what F is the colloquial term for a violin?
Pass.
The Fiddle, Ridley Scott directed, well, epic historical drama set in ancient Rome with Russell Crowe.
Pass.
Gladiator, the word Autobahn means motorway in what language?
Pass.
German,
oh my God.
What was Lionel Richie dancing on in the song in the 1986?
Feeling.
What name is given to the path of a planet around its sun?
Orbit.
Yeah, the word bambino means baby in what language?
Spanish.
Italian, in which section of an orchestra are the oboe, the flute and the clarinet?
Woodwind.
The Vatican is the headquarters for what religion?
Oh my God, I can't think.
It's Roman Catholicism. Complete the name of this American rock group. Hootie and the Who?
Blowfish.
What G is the American term for what in Ireland people call petrol?
Gas.
Gas, yeah,
yeah,
gas.
We'll take
yeah
that.
Gasoline, why
absolutely
not?
Absolutely, we'll take that. It was a bit of a shaky start, Teresa,
yeah,
to be fair.
Very bad.
I think that's what undermined you, that shaky start. It's very hard to get back into it, isn't it, when you get a shaky start?
Yeah, yeah.
When
you've not
only
easy questions either, and you're just off the nights. Don't be getting too hard on yourself.
Absolutely. Teresa, listen, appreciate you having a go. Thanks a million. Have
much.
A good day.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
See you, Teresa.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.